I was called a whore by the chaplain at the Westerlo Correctional Center. Jay wanted to have vegan meals. I think largely because the meat there is like absolutely disgusting and like inedible and probably horrible for your health. You have to do it through like religious reasons for your meal changes. So he like applied, I think, as like a Buddhist. It had been like 3 months and like nothing had happened, and he was getting really fed up with it. And so I was like, all right, I'll call. And this was like, yeah, one of the first times I called the facility. And they were like, oh, the chaplain's in charge of processing the meal plan changes. And I was like, that makes a lot of sense. Anyway, I get on the phone with this guy, and he's like, I have to talk to Jay and make sure that he's serious and that he's like really in Buddhist practice, because like we don't just make meal plan changes. And he hadn't done that, like, he hadn't processed this or like touched this thing at all. And I was like, what? I was like, just give him his meal. Like, I was like, it doesn't matter. You're not here to be the police of like whether someone's the real. And I really went off on him. I ended up telling him that he was like a shame to Jesus. and he was like, I don't know how many boyfriends you have in this facility. And and I was like, a few. I'm just kidding. But I like really questioned his devotion to the Lord's word, and his interpretations of the Lord's word in order to restrict my friend from having the food that he wanted. He ended up calling Jay down like right away. And I was like, oh my God, I've made an absolute mess. That was so risky, and I shouldn't have lost it at this guy. But Jay was so happy with me. I had clearly rattled this guy. And like, Jay was just like, I'm so glad you yelled at him. And like, he didn't change his meal plan, but it was, I was so happy when he called me later, because I was like, maybe he's gonna get in trouble because his family's calling down. And like, you know, I've said I was family and whatever. But yeah. In my view of what an abolitionist future is just infinite care work, like an abundance of care that exists. And I also think that just modeling what relationships can look like is in it itself political education. Being like, actually, no one should be controlling the food that you eat. I think you deserve everything. Like, I think you deserve to have whatever food you want. That it's like, to me, it's like the most important. Yeah, it's like the most important thing. Yeah.